Case number 11440, Charles and Susan Weinhold, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and east of Canvasback Road, 1,200 feet north of Swan Drive and being lot 31, Block D within Swan Keys subdivision. A 911 address of 37018 Canvasback Road, Selbyville, Delaware. Tax map ID number 533-12.16-392.00. Requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Susan Weinhold, 37018 Selbyville, Delaware.
Okay. Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Weinhold, 37018 Canvasback Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Adam Rones, 38759 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
I am assisting in representing the property owners here with me today on lot 31 in Swan Keys, and they are seeking a variance consistent with some of the improvements that have been made on neighboring properties and other properties in this neighborhood. Swan Keys, which you all know from previous hearings, was originally designed for single wides and has a very narrow lot profile. And as that community has changed towards more modular and site-built homes, they generally be getting larger, and single wides are very rare, on these new properties. So what they are seeking is a 8-foot side yard variance for steps, a 8-foot side yard variance for their air conditioning system, a 5-foot side yard variance for the modular home and deck, a 7-foot side yard variance for steps on the opposing side, and a 3-foot side yard variance for the house. Or for the steps, I'm sorry.
Okay.
What they're building is a 28-foot by 66-foot modular home with a site-built deck on the rear or water side of the property. To go through the list of the items required to afford a variance, is the property unique? We believe that it is because of the building envelope that is left on the property. It's a 40-foot wide property with 10-foot side yard setbacks, leaving only 20-foot of buildable space from side to side. Is it necessary for the variance to be provided to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, we believe so. To stay consistent with the homes that have been built recently, it would be required so that they could match their neighbors and have a similar type of property in the community. Was it created by the applicant? No, it was not. It was, like I said previously, originally designed for single-wide mobile homes and has since evolved from that. Will it affect the essential character of the neighborhood and nearby residences? No, in fact, as far as new construction goes, this will be more consistent than if they were to stay within the existing setbacks. And are they the minimum variances necessary to afford relief? We believe that it is. For this particular home, it's going to be a one-story dwelling. Some of them in the community are two-story now. This would be one-story, and it was very important for them to fit 4 bedrooms within that one-story because they oftentimes have grandchildren and their parents visiting, so they have to provide them with some space.
All right, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down here again. Then you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Rickard.
No questions.
Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Callaway, no questions. Mr. Sharp.
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will enter. entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,440. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance and the reasons for that are that the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the 40-foot wide, the smallest of the property, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and also the unnecessary hardship by the size of the lot and within that, and being an old mobile home park, would be not created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, because most homes down there are all in that 40-foot range of the lots, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,440. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,440 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.